This is St John's Birkdale Talk for Sunday, the 17th of September, and my name is Sally Wright. Thank you for listening to this talk as we continue our Back to Basics series, where we look at the basics of the Christian faith. And today we're looking at the topic of warfare. So let's just pray before we go any further. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help each of us listening to learn more from the Bible to help us on our journey of faith. Amen. If you're anything like me, then when you hear the word armour, you think straight away of those shining suits that you see when you visit a stately home or a royal residence. They're really imposing, heavy and incredibly uncomfortable, I guess, and they're restricted and they're coming from a bygone era. But armour is still used today. Obviously not that type, but body armour is used in modern day policing, it's in the armed forces, and there's lots of protective safety equipment used in very many professions, from hard hats on building sites to steel toe boots for most workmen who you might employ in your home. Protection is the key to our safety and ultimately survival. And in this talk, in the few minutes that we have, I want us to look at the topic of warfare, not from a negative point of view, but from a protection against warfare. So let's listen to our reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armour so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armour so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armour of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Did you hear how this reading began? If you take nothing more from what I say today, take that away. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Everything else that we talk about this morning is from that backdrop. Yes, one of the basics of being a Christian is that you will face battles. Warfare, as this talk is entitled, but against a backdrop of a Lord, of a God who has mighty power. The Bible is very clear that there is a battle raging. The Apostle Paul, who has written this book to the Ephesians, is wrapping up with one final message to the church in Ephesus. He is telling them to the need for spiritual armour, protection for their spiritual safety and spiritual survival. But this message is the same message, just as relevant for us today. We need to be reminded how to be protected against the spiritual warfare that we face day by day. I'd like to just look at this under three sections. Firstly, the battle of the mind. Secondly, the battle of the heart. And thirdly, the battle of the lost. So firstly, the battle of the mind. Mental health is discussed openly today, and people are beginning to understand that mental health needs to be protected as much as physical health. And indeed, the two are intertwined more closely than perhaps we realised at one time. Have you ever felt defeated in your life? On your knees? Maybe you even feel like that today. You feel like you're in trouble. in darkness, in the thick of a battle, and just not winning. We all go through times, whether we like to admit it or not, where we're overwhelmed, where our mind is under attack. And this passage today tells us to put on the whole armour of God so that we can resist the enemy and stand firm. We've spoken a lot recently about the enemy, Satan, the devil. Believe me, he's real and active in our world, in our lives, in our churches. First and foremost, we need to know our enemy if we are to fight effectively. In verse 11 we read, put on God's armour so that you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. We need to know his methods, his strategies, his deceitful plans and ploys and plots, everything that he uses to keep us away from peace. So many of us are wrecked with restless fears, anxieties, troubles and distresses. And they are not what God intends for us. The majority of these come from Satan in his attempt to bind us, to fight us in our minds. And this passage reminds us that there are real forces in this world, led by the devil, who are out to oppose you, want to see you go to hell, and failing that, want to make you as defeated and miserable and as useless to God as possible. That sounds really heavy, doesn't it? Is it really happening to people like us, attacks of the devil? Well, let me tell you, they are real. I can only testify from my own experience, but as a family, we have seen clear ways in which the devil has tried to affect us, to stop us being effective for him, stop us doing what he wants us to do in this place. We have had some of our worst arguments on a Sunday morning when one of us is speaking in church. Things have gone wrong at home and we've arrived here wound up and anxious. And it was only afterwards, when people have remarked on how the talk had spoken to them that day, that we realised what was happening. The devil didn't want us to be effective and spread the gospel. I could also tell you about many other episodes in our lives as a family where the devil has been at work, where he's tried to rob us of peace and infiltrate our minds so that we could not be effective for him. And you have to actively resist him and say, no, not today. This is not what God intended. But because of sin entering the world, we live in an imperfect place. And that will only be restored to what God intends when he returns. Until then, we have the armour and the promise that we read in Isaiah. He will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts often turn to the Lord. But it is a battle. But it's a battle that belongs to our God, a God who has mighty power. And in his list of body armour, Paul says, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. We find peace in the good news of the Bible, the promises contained in there. There are so many that speak about the peace in our minds. In Psalms it says, the Lord gives strength to his people and the Lord blesses his people with peace. In 1 Peter we're told, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And listen to the promise of Romans, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. There are so many more that you could search for within the Word of God. The shoes of peace will protect your mind. And biologically speaking, our body is uniquely set up to protect our mind. Our brains are encased in a skull. Did you know that 22 bones come together like a jigsaw piece to make the skull? Well, there's a fact for you for the next quiz night. The skull is there to encase and protect your brain. And here in the passage, we read of the armour to put on to protect your brain further. Put on the salvation as your helmet. Did you realise that you can have ultimate protection for your mind through salvation? A knowledge that you are right with God. You have committed your life to him and you are saved. Ephesians puts it like this: for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Our ultimate protection for our minds is that we are saved, loved, accepted and forgiven by a mighty God in whose name we battle. So firstly, the battle of the mind. Then secondly, the battle of the heart. In Matthew we read, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We need to protect our hearts. And this passage tells us to stand our ground and put on the belt of truth. The devil seeks to lie to us. There are many things bombarding us in our culture today that are not of the Bible. We need to stand firm. Our world says, just follow your heart. But God says, no. In Jeremiah we read, the heart is deceitful above all things. The truth actually is that we cannot trust our own heart. We need to put our trust in something greater. We need to trust in the truth of God's word, the Bible. That is our protection in the battle. That is why we need to read the Bible, absorb it, study it, discuss it, and then apply it to ourselves and the issues in society. The heart is also protected by the body armour of righteousness. And what is righteousness? Well, it means being right with God. The devil will tell you, you're not good enough. You don't know enough. Think about your past. You don't make the grade. But they are all lies. The truth is that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's standards. But we can't be right with God on our own. The only way to be right with God is through Jesus. And that takes me on to the shield to protect further your heart. The faith is based on what Jesus did on the cross for you and for me. Read for yourself in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Our heart is protected in battle by the truth of the Bible and being right with God through having a living, active faith. So firstly, the battle of the mind. Secondly, the battle of the heart. And finally, the battle of the lost. I don't know if you've picked up in the passage that all the armour is protective, defensive. But in the battle of the lost, it suddenly becomes offensive. We are told we have a sword. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to be out and about in battle with the Bible as our sword. But how do we approach those who are lost? Those who don't know the peace and salvation of being right with God and having a living faith? Well, we approach them with love and compassion of the word of God. We need to stand up for what we believe from the word of God, but with the truth of the word of God, humbly, with conviction and passion. Lucy and I were walking into the flower show a couple of weeks ago, and a gentleman offered us a leaflet. We politely said, no, thank you. Then we heard him shout behind us, you don't want to go to heaven then? That's not the way to use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. That gentleman knows nothing about me. He made a judgment which was completely wrong. I absolutely want to go to heaven, and I've done something about it to make sure that I do. The battle of the lost will not be won like that, in my opinion. It will be won by being God-centered and relationship-driven, by using the Word of God to help people transform their lives. And like a sword, it needs to be handled carefully or will do more harm than good. If you swing a sword around without purpose, it can be very dangerous. We're given the Word of God as a sword, but to be used wisely. To use in battle against the enemy, but not offensively against other people. Use the Word of God to fight the battles you face against the devil. Use the Word of God to help you stand firm. And use the Word of God to help you share your faith with others. Remember, they are lost if they don't know God, and you may be the only person that helps them find him. There's been a lot of difficult things to take in this morning, but let me leave you with one final upbeat thought. Remember the backdrop that we started with of a mighty God. We are here listening to this, worshipping a mighty God. The ultimate battle is already won. Jesus is alive and will return. In John we read, "Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I will take you to myself. There where I am, you may also be." So we've looked at the battle of the mind, the battle of the heart, and the battle of the lost. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armour so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Amen.